It looks like that they, everybody got the... I won't let anybody in.
Not letting anybody in?
Mm-mm. As there was already one going. There was already one set.
What? For the Zoom meeting, why is that?
Mm-hmm.
Was it online?
Yeah, I mean, nope, it was on there. That's okay. I just look at this out. Stephanie, I just want to let you know I had to send out a secondary link to the rest of the attendees. So hopefully they will be getting on soon. Thanks, Catherine.
So, can you hear me now?
I can hear you. We're getting people coming in.
Okay. Got to figure out. You can't see me, can you?
No, if you look in your bottom left-hand side, there's video and muting options, and maybe that might help.
Huh. Well, it says my camera is unable to... I'm viewing your screen.
Can you see the top there? It's pretty spectacular, isn't it?
Yeah, that's cool.
It just got delivered today.
Well, obviously my camera's not working. I don't know why. So
okay.
I've all of a sudden got a red light. So and my IT guy just went to lunch. So you're just gonna have to listen to me. Well, I can see you guys.
So we sent the link out. Thomas was having trouble. It appears, so I was going out the last minute because I had to go get the pictures and see the delivery of the tractor, take care of the W-9 and get it invoiced. And during that process, Ariana set up a second meeting and so had to resend out the Zoom link.
Oh, got it. So I see Terry is a no and Tom is a no, right?
Deb is trying to get on and Thomas has been trying to get on as well.
Okay, and Terry is unable to attend. Okay. All right. I'm with the program now. Kinda.
What? Why is Deb having trouble? 963-5678-2601. That's the one we're in.
All right, it gives me a chance to clean up my inbox.
Okay, I'm going to close this meeting and I'm going to send a new meeting out.
Okay.
Okay,
bye.
I'm going to end it. I just saw that Deb has made it to the party. I am so excited. I won't take responsibility for this. All right, I'm gonna get us live again.
I see that Deb is muted.
Yes, yes, she is.
And I think Steph is muted.
Yeah, Nate's getting Stephanie set up in there, so they'll come on. Okay, Tom, I don't know if you can see or not, but I'm going to share to the screen.
Tom just walked off.
There he is.
Hello, hello.
Hey, I wanted to share my screen, I don't know, so that everybody can see that our piece that we've been working on, the tractor, it got loaded in today, and so... I grabbed a couple pictures. So there's one of them. And here's one. And so it turned out really good. So it's the 1948, the chassis been completely painted, the nose piece and the fender wells are with creative wraps, and they're getting those done, and they'll have a patriotic theme. So we're pretty excited.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah, what it's awesome.
Made, and it got a little bit jumbled as far as the Zoom meeting, and I apologize profusely. So. Very excited, for sure.
Looks good.
Deb, you, or Catherine, you want to get us started?
You bet. Yes. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the October 8th meeting of the CUNA Arts Commission. We do have first call. Well, we all know who's here on roll call, but the action item is going over the minutes and approving the minutes. Has everybody had a chance to look those over?
Yes, I move we accept the minutes from the September 10th meeting.
Awesome. I second. So minutes have been approved. Kind of had to look to see how many people we had here, didn't I? Okay, awesome. The next one on the list is the discussion of the digital art gallery. So, Deb, if you'd bring us up to speed, that would be great.
Well, first I would like, I think, some clarification. I think we have kind of two different ideas, and I'm good with either. I just need to know what we're thinking. Is it our intent to have that gallery be sort of that historic archive of the city's art and activities that have already transpired? Or are we looking at creating a new entity that invites art from artists in the community? I just need to kind of know which direction we're thinking would be appropriate.
Oh, good point. Yeah, good point. Because we've talked about both issues.
Yes.
I guess we probably need to clarify, do we have to combine these two into one digital art, Tell me, I'm shooting off the cuff here because I'm trying to answer all questions that are involved in this. A, we have two different ideas. B, do we put both ideas into one digital piece? Do we do one digital piece and then amend the digital piece with a second piece? Because it'll all be the same digital places that it goes to, correct?
Well, I guess that's part of my question. I know that if we have the archived work from the past, we already have a lot of that on our Facebook. And if we're looking at something new and different, then that may not reside at the same place, and that's part of what we need to discuss. We could conceivably combine the two. That, I guess, is a question of how we would want to do, how would we want to do that? Because I think the strategies to do that then will be different.
Right.
Can I ask you to give me an idea of, so I know that, so we have the piece that Cassie's working on, so that'll be digital. So are you thinking a portfolio, a digital portfolio, where they can go in and have the option to look at that video or art displays or...
What I was thinking is somewhat after the pandemic options that people have provided, they say, send in your information. And ours wouldn't have to be limited to pandemic. But I'm thinking because we can't have art in person, that if we have a site where people can submit a photograph, and we look at that and say, yes, that will go into our photograph section of our gallery. We have somebody who says, I have this beautiful piece of music I want to play for you. And so they record it, and then that could go into our music section. Mm-hmm. Somebody else has, and I'm sure we will get, you know, Nate's really cute painting of a truck, and he's three, and we'll probably have some of those that could be submitted. So if that's the case, then I'm thinking our current setup probably would not necessarily support that in a way that might best serve that type of art. I'm also very sensitive not to try to just keep creating work for the clerk's office and here, do this and do this and do this. So if we're thinking archive, we may be fine in keeping our current system. We may not need to do anything differently. If we're thinking about, okay, we're going to try something new and different and just ask artists to submit, then as I've thought about it, I'm thinking we really almost need to create a website for that. I don't know if that's even appropriate to be connected with the city or if that can be separate. I'm not sure. But if we're looking at creating a new entity, I think we probably need to create a new platform. So that's part of what I need to know as we try to proceed.
I got a quick question. If I can, I don't know if I'm part of this team yet, or how that works, but mind if I inject? Okay. So I get, here's my input from, I'm an IT guy. We take 12 to 15,000 pictures a day and we put them on a server and then those servers are stored and they can be seen. It's kind of what I do. That being said, A, that costs money, and B, where does it reside? How is it stored, et cetera, et cetera? So, in my mind, the subject of work is twofold. One, public CUNA residents posting artwork. Okay, that's great. It should probably be done and maintained by the end user, which is the artist themselves. But then we don't know what the content is and how do we monitor the content. So then it gets to be, is Facebook good enough? Because it's basically free, but limited, or we can actually set a permissions to review before it gets posted. So someone would have to go looking at that and go, yeah, it's trees with a flower and it's okay. So I think that's my input. A, I don't think we should spend any money. That's just me, as an artist. But it gets back to the management and maintenance of the website, the design of the website development, and how easy that is. That's my input.
So, Deb, have you looked at the Arts Commission? And I think that's all really good input, Tom. Have you gone out and looked at the Arts Commission page on the city website to see maybe if we could make some changes? I mean, we have some tagging that's occurred. We could... Maybe go out and look at the Arts Commission. Let me share it to that screen right now, actually.
Yeah, if you just share the screen. So I think Deb brought up a great point, is that making more work for the clerks and et cetera, et cetera. So, and I have looked at this.
Yeah,
I have looked at this. I think it's real good. It's going in the right direction, and it's outstanding in regards to where we got to go. I guess my biggest question is, should it be documented and archived in the town records, or should it be a separate entity? That's what's got to be determined.
Right.
And then, you know, that's the way I see it.
And which is appropriate, too. It may not be appropriate to do a whole separate entity for public arts and then expect the city to maintain that.
So currently the commission resides under the city, and as a city entity, we get it right now. We have the flexibility. I am really, though I can't give you access to the website, I think that we're very interested in making changes that reflect what you'd like to see. There are supporting apps that we could look at. So we can go in on the back end of this. We wanted to sum out on the structure a little bit, but we could put in a reel of the different art pieces. We could put in a link to a PDF that resides on our website server. That maybe that it's like a book, that they can flip through it and look at the art that's current in Kuna. We could, I think we talked about last time, maybe doing for live performances, maybe having a YouTube channel.
We could link.
So we can link over to that. We can embed certain videos onto the website, so we could certainly look at that option as well. If the Arts Commission at some point decided to break away from the city, then I think the best description I could give would be to say it'd be like the Chamber. We wouldn't facilitate anymore.
Right, and that's not my intent here.
No,
so.
But just so you know, when we start deviating out and getting separate websites, that's when we start saying, okay, do you want to separate from the city? But that being said, I think for performances, music, dance, I think maybe really a YouTube channel would be in order, and that we link that, and then maybe we put together that portfolio in a medium PDF or whatever it may be that works best, and start having a portfolio out there that people can access, and then cross-reference that over from Instagram and Facebook to try and drive people to our website. And then if anybody has suggestions or has input that they think that maybe would be better, on the Arts Commission page on the website. But happy to have it. Happy to see what we can do to accommodate, because I think that it has to be reflective of the goals that the commission has in place.
Perfect. Sure. That's what I needed. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
So in working toward this, at this time, we're going to take the page that we already have, and we're going to put links on there to show things that we have. How often, and as I look at this and I'm looking at the page, like, how often can we get the city to update it so that we can, when we send emails or someone emails us, we can say, hey, you know, this website page with these links are updated every 2 weeks or every month, you know what I mean? So we can have a general go forward with this. I'm looking at it and the poetry that's on there, right? Okay, the poetry, we could update that right now and say, you know, if you're interested in any of this, go to the public library and you'll find our display, and there's numbers to call, so we can start pointing people in the direction of all this stuff.
Stephanie?
I mean, none of us can update it, so Stephanie, right. Probably you, isn't it?
Yeah, Stephanie, how often do you think you could schedule in to update it? Would it be after each meeting? Would it be like once a month? What do you think?
We could do after each meeting.
Okay. So maybe we should start including on the agenda in the report section any website updates or social media.
Perfect.
Okay.
Nice.
Perfect.
And then as far as, and then if, make sure I'm understanding correctly, Deb, is your intent to want to put a call out to the community to submit photos of art or performances of art to begin the portfolio, the digital portfolio? Is that what you're thinking?
Well, that was part of my thought process, but then that's not necessarily city work. Not necessarily city work, so I'm not sure if that's even an appropriate way to go. And maybe what we can do is on this webpage to just do kind of just a general, if there's art that you think is important to share with the city, bring it to us. Maybe something as simple as that. And then that keeps things intact, mm-hmm. and that gives us a chance to take a look and see, is that appropriate?
Yep. Okay. I like that. And I think, again, as I've let you guys know before, the last planning zone, when they're doing updates on the land use ordinances and the code sections, that art has to come through the Arts Commission for approval. So I think that it's very appropriate that anything that's submitted needs to be approved by the commission.
Yeah, and we just put a rider in there right on the whole thing. When they put it in, it stops them until that approval comes through, right?
Yes.
It doesn't just automatically go anywhere, right?
Right.
Okay.
That is the answer.
Okay.
Yes. So for the portfolio, then, I think that what I understand that the clerk's office would provide for you is the call out for photos, recordings, digital recordings of music or dance performance or short theater performance. And then we will put together some kind of document, portfolio document, that will reside on our webpage. And then as the submissions come in or as they're solicited, then the commission will take a final review. Once approved by the commission, then we will upload and link the YouTube channel for the Arts Commission to the portfolio, right? And then we'll hold the digital still photos on there as well.
That's good.
Am I getting it? Okay. Just want to make sure I understand the direction. Cool. Okay. Have you talked about Cassandra? Do you know how her project's coming? I'm super excited to see that.
I haven't heard anything.
Okay. She's not on today, and I don't know if it's because we dropped her bomb or... Oh, let me stop sharing. because we dropped the ball on the Zoom meeting link up. Okay, well, I did want to let you know new budget has started. So we start fresh with the $12,500. The Parks office with support of the mayor because 2020 has been tough, for sure. We'd like to expand Second Saturday concerts into a concert series for the summer, which would include two small performances a month instead of just the one. I would hope that we're okay with that. I think we can keep the budget in check and not get into, we simply just won't get into the carryover that we use each year to continue to build an art piece fund. We won't be getting into that. Also, if we want to pursue performing art again this year, hopefully, we probably should get that discussion on an agenda in the next time or two, so the local direction for budgeting. And then also we have a small concert that's starting this month, the 24th, that the Arts Commission is a part of, and that is Dusty Lee and the Claim Jumpers. Dusty Lee just recently won a Josie Award, and so they made contact, and it's just been so long since the public's had any interaction with performing art at all. So we found that we didn't exceed the 50 people at the summer concerts this year, and of course we encourage social distancing and mask if you're comfortable with that. So that will be on the 24th. And just so delighted that Dusty has made the time to do that. So that's kind of cool.
That'll be behind the city, right? That'll be in the same place and everything? Okay.
Yes. And we're working on a grant, the new stage back here. We're working on a grant to try and get the funds to offset some of the costs of putting a canopy or a roof over the top of the stage area with electricity and some lighting to make it really accessible for performing. And to maybe have some movable panels so that if it's a dancer or an actor or a singer and they want to enter or exit without walking through the crowd or want it just a little bit more, polish and finish to it. Then we have access to my office and the stage would allow for that. So really it's about just trying to offset the cost of the materials and all that in order to get those pieces put in.
Cool.
Yes. The city we'll be bringing the Midway Carnival this year, but that's not an Arts Commission thing. But, if you guys want it, we can. I don't know. It's up to you. So, the thing about the carnival is they kick back a certain percentage of the Midway funds from the rides. I don't know that it's enough to offset the cost of an event. I think this first year it could be a little tough, but that's the mulled over when we talked about the events for 2021 and the budget. Maybe we'll discuss that. It's occurring whether the Arts Commission's involved or not. So,
is there a tentative date on that?
The carnival, the Midway?
Uh-huh.
May.
Okay.
We're targeting May. There's two different weekends in May that we're looking at. So, do you know when on the agenda you guys want to go over the 2021 events? I know it seems like it's early, but
no,
it takes months.
Yeah, it's not early. That's just it. It's we're cruising on end of year here.
Yeah, for sure.
If you
can
want
we do that
on
next
the next
meeting?
One,
yeah, happy to do that. Well,
can we get a list sent out to us, kind of so that we can know exactly what we're looking at, and we can check, not check, you know, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, Stephanie will get that out. I did want to let you guys know I may not be here for the next meeting. maybe I can remote in from home. I don't know for sure. I am trying to get the surgery done on my ankles. So the first one will be on the left. I just found out last week. Stephanie can attest that I was having tantrum over it. Turns out I'm going to be non-weight bearing for a minimum of 2 to 4 weeks. So I am going to be stuck at home, and I will try and do some work from home. But I think we'll make it work. Stephanie definitely knows what's going on and what we're doing. She typically is the one that facilitates all the summer concert musics, getting them paid, getting them set up, doing all that. So she handles all that for us. So if I'm not available at the time, I think if we have it on the next agenda, Stephanie can certainly carry it for us. And then Stephanie and I will get the list of events out to you before then.
In looking down at reports, I think the only thing, Stephanie and I did attend that flea market. We did find a couple of things. We have a small box put together for the tree. We did reach a participant that is willing to let us go through a very large metal pile, so we can find other things to go through. And I thought I'd reach out to her next week. Steph, if you're available and want to play again, we can reach out to her and we can go. I was able to talk to Jesse, kind of look at how structure built, ideas, everything put together. I think the tree is starting to take shape and form. So that's kind of exciting. I do see that where it says we have to have all pieces in by the end of October, that might be pushing it just a little bit, but I think that with Jesse and the things that he's going to do, I think if we just keep putting things in front of him, he can use what he can place and use and not place and use, so that what we don't use can go back to the participants. So if that's okay, we'll elongate that October 30th, because I know the piece will be built during the colder weather season.
Okay, you want to check with Jesse on that? Okay. We'll check with Jesse and get back on.
Okay. Like I said, we have a small box. He and I talked for quite a little moment about things and visions and what can be put in there and what cannot be put in there. So other than that, I think that, another one is plus the piece that, the tree piece, that's like unbelievable. That's amazing. I'm excited for that tree piece, or that carved piece, I should say. Wood piece. There you go.
So, Catherine, on the metal tree, What are your thoughts about putting it in front of the community hall? I really thought there was a pad there for an art piece. But
there is a pad. The only part that I see is that there is already a tree right there next to it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how the branches of this tree and the branches of that tree would interfere. Is there a pad someplace other that doesn't have a tree next to it? That's my first thought when you said that. Because that the tree is going to grow, the live tree is going to grow.
Yeah.
And I don't know how the branches of this tree, I don't know how wide they'll be.
Well, I mean, as a custom art piece, I think that determination can be made. You know,
Right. The only other thing that entered my mind, like I said, I'm off the cuff here, so in the final process of this tree, I need to know, is it going to be the rudimentary rust of all of it, or are we going to try to have a finished touch to it?
What do you want to see?
I don't know how. I kind of think that we probably should have a finished touch to it because it is downtown. Okay. Even if it's the same black of the streetlights, you know, or whatever. I mean, we can totally rethink this now that it's brought to the table. I don't know if we want a polished look to it. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if powder coating, because powder coating would stand the test of time and ages, but that's kind of expensive. I don't know.
This is what I think. I think that the tree itself could be painted. We have paint done on the tractor.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's going to stand the test of time. Dimensions can be versatile. I think there can be discussion about it. You could do a tree color or background color on the tree, and the pieces that are being included in it could retain the rest with maybe a
clear coat or something.
Maybe, I don't know, something like that. I mean, so I don't think you're limited to just one single thing. Maybe give it some thought of what you think. And I think Jesse is super talented, and I think he can probably get some good direction going for sure.
Okay, sounds good. Like I said, it'll take form and shape, and then we can start. I mean, when it's all put together, we can kind of talk about, and now what do we want it to look like? You know, how do we want it to stand out? So, okay. We'll bring that up again after we get further down with the build job.
Okay. Probably send them a lady list so Jesse has an idea. You know, I might suggest Catherine and maybe you and Stephanie and Jesse maybe get on a conference call and kind of hammer out the basics and then bring that basic back to the commission for discussion for a full review. What do you think?
Yeah, that's fine. That works.
Okay.
We'll when we get to that point, we'll just add it to an agenda.
Sounds good.
Is there any other reports? Does anybody have anything out there that's, I'm not, the only word that comes to mind right now is loose ends, but what? I don't think so. I don't see anything that all the minutes keep reoccurring with everything. I don't know that there's anything that needs to be brought to the table right now. So I guess everybody get the agenda items. We need to set the agenda items. So right now it sounds to me like one of the agenda items needs to be the budget and the placement.
Mm-hmm.
One of the agenda items needs to be, can we make a call out without having it on an agenda item? like the call out to the for the digital art pieces. Can we do that now?
Yeah, we'll do that now.
Okay. And
so
then
Stephanie will get a draft over to Deb, since she's the liaison on that. So Steph will get that over to Deb, and then we'll get a call put together and then get that out.
Okay, great.
And Steph, also, will you have Nate work on putting together a YouTube channel for the Arts Commission?
Awesome. If anybody has other agenda items, updating the website, can you have that also? We don't have to put that on an agenda. We can start updating the website now, building, that kind of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And website
can you email with Stephanie so that she remembers the change to the poetry project, whatever you want that update to be?
Yes.
Okay.
You bet. I will. Okay, what other things do we have in the pipeline? I guess in a way, I don't want to go back and try and reinvent the wheel here. I don't think I think everything that we have moving forward is everything that's been in the pipeline for the last 6 months. I don't think we're missing anything, but yet maybe I'll try and go through last minute meetings and stuff like that to see if there's anything we're missing on. But I think we're moving, and I think we've got projects that are, we've simplified it enough to where we're not having 10 ideas out there. We're having individual items, and we're getting things done.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody has any other ideas of something that they want to discuss, let's make sure it gets on the agenda in the next couple months. So 2021, we can focus on the next simple items to move forward with.
If the commission is ready, I will start the preparation of the resolution to update the membership to include Tom.
I didn't hear that he was approved by the city and everybody. So he has been approved?
He's approved by the commission, so if the commission is ready, I'm going to take it to council. Mayor's agreeable. So now I just need to take it to council via resolution to update the membership.
Okay.
That still leaves an open seat, but I'm not sure if Cassandra wanted that seat or was interested in it or not. Deb, do you know?
I don't know for certain. She's been really diligent about being present, so.
Okay. So do you want to reach out to her since you've been liaising with her project?
Okay.
Yeah, because if she is interested, then we just need the formality of the commission to say yes, and then I'll take it to the mayor, and then I can take it to council.
Okay.
Tom, I'd like to, first of all, as soon as we get everything approved and everything like that, I'd really like to talk to you about, because you opened up the door to say how wonderful you are with computers and with websites and with all that kind of stuff. So just wanting to make sure that we're excited to have you, and hopefully you can find the place that the commission needs you the most. And it sounds to me like, I mean, I, for one, as you guys can plainly see, you're not seeing me on this because my camera doesn't work. You're only hearing me, so you know I am not the person to do websites. Let's just start there. So, of course, if everybody, like I said, if everybody takes that niche that they're good at, then the commission can move forward in a more rapid expansion. Yeah. Tom, you're muted. Talk to me, Goose.
Yeah.
There you go.
Talk to me, Black Dog. Yeah. Here's the deal. When it comes to these websites and stuff, I mean, I deal with a vendor. I mean, three or four of them. I have a Facebook page with 5,000 people on it. And what happened was I just wanted it to get it. I wanted it to run itself, and I didn't want to be the police of it. And I'll be honest, there's a lot of pain in it. I do work with Steve Hatcher. He's at the Idaho Arts Council down near the penitentiary. I kind of help with him and talk to him about things. And it's really the vision and what the return on investment and time is. So I can help. I don't design websites. I'm out of that game. I create art. But I do have a background in it for a number of years and looking at it and selecting, let's say, a developer or, you know, subject of work and stuff like that. So I'll help where I can. But if I don't know, I will tell you. Yep, it's out of
my
first thing with IT people, if they think they know everything, run.
I would love to, Tom, I would love to hear about some of your art. I don't know very much about it at all, but I would love to hear something about it.
About what?
About your art, what kind of art you do, what you're interested in, your focus areas.
Oh, yeah, sure. Here, look, you can see up on my wall, maybe in the distance. I don't know if you can see on my wall there. Here, hold on. I got a better option. I have a much better option here. Like this. So this is a wooden.
All right.
It's made of wood, hollowed and painted in artist oils. That's one bird. Here's two more. This is kind of what I do. It's another hollow duck decoy, but I do flat art as well.
Oh, they're beautiful.
So I've competed for 25 years. I've written books. I'm kind of a self-trained, although I did go to BSU, and I'm a paintbrush woodworking type of kind of guy. And color theory and stuff like that. So that's my art.
Yeah, that's very nice. That's wonderful. Thank you. I saw the name. What is it? The TM decoy, and I was like, okay, I think I get it. So now we'd really do get it.
Yeah, and I mean, so like, here's one of my. This is my flat art. Maybe you can see. Can you see that?
Is you guys just pixelating? Because
mine's pixelated. Yep.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's back here. It's probably my feed. Mine's
okay.
Pixelated.
Okay, well, if you want to, you can take a picture, email it, and we can all see it because that's what we're interested in. We like visual aid.
Yep. I'm going to – I try to take control. Can I share my screen?
Sure. Is that all right, Chris? You can share screen, right?
Yeah, he should be able to now.
Okay.
Let's take a look here. I apologize for the dogs. What do you guys see right now from mine? Just me?
File
Explorer.
Your
file
documents?
Explorer?
Yeah.
I can't see it. Let's see here. I can't see File Explorer. Well, I failed. Look at that. What I'll do is I have this little list. I'll send a couple pictures so you can see a couple pictures.
Okay. Perfect. All right, everybody. Well, I think our time is about done. Get all the requests in. Email Steph. Chris, good luck on your surgery.
Yes.
Keep us in mind. Hopefully you can Zoom in, even if you just listen. You're such a help with keeping the reports and keeping us up to date that even as a month go by, we would definitely miss it. I know Steph can handle it, but... You run the stage really well.
Thanks. I will do my best. I should know the dates of my surgery, my first surgery, probably my MRI is next week, so the insurance company, I'll give their approval to the MRIs done. So hopefully in the next 10 days I'll know.
Okay, cool. Well, just keep us updated. You know, we care. And everybody, thank you. I will, of course, we always are looking for friends of the commission. So if in your crossings you find somebody that you have a discussion with, did we ever, a question, and I don't know, there was a moment in a time when we talked about maybe having CUNA Arts Commission cards or something that we could, you know, like at that flea market. I would have loved, I talked to a gazillion people, I would have loved to have been able to hand out an Arts Commission card. I don't know if that's anything that can be readily available, but that's the only other thing that I thought about in this last month.
We'll put that in the budget.
Okay. Like I said, it's, you know, cards really do get places because it's a one-on-one contact. But all right, everybody, thank you.
Thank you.
Finishes the CUNA Arts Commission meeting for October. See everybody in November.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.